GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show with a walk and talk and TV guide. Steve Hiltz from WABI TV 5. Maine's first television station. You weren't Maine's first radio station,
yes.
Were you?
Well, there was always an argument of whether it was WABI or WLBZ or which.
Yeah, and I know ABI had been around before, various ownership of that license.
WABI radio was originally a communication station for the hydro.
Right.
And then it went into a minister's house and or store or something, and a minister ran it. Yeah. Finally became, but there was always an argument between which one was first. I think WABI was the first on-air radio station. And, of course, the first
television station.
Yeah, it was a post. Remember the freeze was on during the Korean War? After the Korean War, it became the first post-freeze station.
Oh, okay.
That's what, why it.
It wasn't that long afterwards, though, that LBZ came up, right? Like a year, maybe?
They came up as
WTWO.
WTWO.
Right.
Yeah. And, it was changed around.
That was when the world was changing. The 1950s.
The whole world was changing around.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. What were you guys talking about behind the BPG and SS7A before we came
Disney.
Over?
Disney.
Yeah.
Disney Plus.
What's your reaction to the Mouse Now streaming service, Steve?
Well, I'm not surprised by the news that it had a lot of attention right away. They're a big company with a lot of great marketing. And we had talked about this early on that I said they have a great relationship with younger audiences who were well aware that it was coming. I did see a package today, George. I don't know what package you looked at, but there's one where they're putting Hulu with it and ESPN Plus. Do you have that package? Or
No. I have a package with Verizon.
Oh.
And I have unlimited data.
Yeah.
And they sent me a nice little email that said, if I want Disney Plus, I can have it free for 1 year.
With Verizon.
With Verizon. Okay. So I took the package and why not? Why would you not take it?
1 year.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then it's $6.99 a month after that.
Yeah, you're already in. You're already paying the money, so you might as well have it.
And so I put it on my phone, and when the grandbabies are around, I can play Moana, whatever they want to see.
There's that Star Wars show, Mandalorian? Is that
what it is? Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's getting a lot of attention. It brought a lot of folks to it. You know, you're hearing all about that. And, of course, arguments back and forth.
Do you think they're going to be able to generate the new content? You can only watch the Apple Dumpling Gang Rides Again so many times.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But there were a friend on Facebook posted, Amy posted, that she was binge watching and going back to her childhood because she was watching all of these movies which had been squirreled away in the Disney vault, never to be opened again.
I have always wanted to see those. I used to try to look them up online and think somebody's got it. Disney's been very good at protecting those titles. Yeah, I definitely have interest. I have not pushed that button yet. But because we were just talking also about how I had cut the cord some time ago, and I said, when I dropped my satellite service, I put an antenna up and I'm all set.
Yeah,
I'm all done.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
You have internet, and then you go like, oh, well, that looks like be an interesting streaming service. And then you just keep adding them.
It is a trip down memory lane, that is for sure.
Yeah.
My daughter's recovering from surgery, and she came home from the hospital. They said, lay down for a couple of days and take it easy.
Yeah.
And so she told me yesterday she watched Disney all day long.
So are they showing a lot of the Wonderful World of Disney movies and stuff like that?
Well,
like
not yet. A lot of it's like Mary Poppins.
Oh, okay.
And that guy, Mary Poppins is there.
You raise a good question because there were these made-for-TV movies that we watched on Sunday evening when Tinkerbell would come out and ping. For above the okay and but they've been gone now.
Yeah,
I wonder if they're back under Disney Plus. Maybe if you're experiencing it, 1-800-966-1039. Tell us what your experience has been. What are you seeing? Send us a text message as well. 601-207-GHRT 601-207-4478.
I just went through a couple of them. Their movies, their original, like Lady and the Tramp, and what else have they got here? Now, the stuff that you want, Rick. They have Avengers and...
Yeah, of course. All the Marvel stuff.
Do they have all of them?
I have no idea.
Well, they have Thor, Civil War.
Can you look? Is Spider-Man Far From Home on there?
No, I don't think it's on there. They got one that's a comic. They get Captain America, Iron Man 2.
So they have the ones that they produced.
Captain America seems to be popular. I haven't gone through the whole thing, but here's what we got for Spider-Man here. Spider-Man, which seems to be the whole section of Spider-Man.
Okay.
And but there are a lot of it.
This is like waiting for the smoke to come out of the stack and elect a new pope. Do they have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
I don't believe so. I the Spider stuff that I saw there was a lot of it was animation.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
But I haven't had a chance to go through I liked some of the documentaries they were running, but. It isn't going to be my major one, but when the grandbabies are around, I'll find something to show them at the table.
I'll probably wait a little bit.
I like to watch this, yeah.
Yeah.
10 million new hits, yes, subscribers yesterday. That's incredible.
That's really good. I mean, obviously, it's free there's a free trial for a few days, and we'll see if you shake off any of those, but.
I don't think they open the entire vault. They're going to, ease.
That's a good question.
They're going to start dropping things in.
Do you still have the list open there?
I can open it.
Shotgun's listening, and he just sent the note.
Morning.
And he wonders, Spider-Man is still a Fox property.
Yeah.
But
there's a deal there.
Doesn't the mouse, aren't they, maybe it's yet to come. But.
They keep negotiating that deal, so I'm not quite sure.
And he wonders, are any of the X-Men flicks over there?
I haven't seen them. I doubt it. They're running a lot of Disney Channel.
Or Spider-Man favorites. Sony. Is Spider-Man Sony?
Sony. I think you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I looked at the Lion King, but it's the Lion King animation, not the new Lion King.
Well, you got to figure that's still getting some second run. I think it's still playing in Presque Isle.
You can see Avatar if you ever
up at the Braden.
It's on some subscription platform.
And
still,
of course, you're going to have Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, you got to have that.
Yeah.
And they've got a whole ton of stuff here. Let's see.
Suffice to say, they own everything.
The Age of Ultron. Is that a good one, Rick?
Can we watch all the Charlie Brown stuff over there?
Anyway.
And they must have all the Muppet stuff, too, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if they have reruns of The Muppet Show.
I can't tell you yet because I just barely got it. I got it 12 hours ago.
This one writes to us. Okay. Trying to remember the movie name, Escape from Witch Mountain.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And then there was The Return to Witch Mountain.
Yep.
The girl could, one of them could play a harmonica and could make things move when he did. And the other girl could open any door that was locked if she was going through it for not a bad purpose.
Wow. I missed that one.
There's been two versions of that was remade.
They give you categories. They give you Disney.
Yeah.
And then you can click on that and everything they're giving. Then they have something called Pixar.
Yeah, that's okay. That's their animation studio.
And then they have Marvel. And they have a section for Star Wars.
Wow.
And National Geographic, which, frankly, was the first one I went to. And then they have recommendations. Dumbo is there.
Okay.
What else have we got?
Which version?
Dumbo?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
They probably have the animated one, or they have the new movie, maybe.
It's the animated one.
Michael Keaton?
A Flying Elephant. isn't high on my list. Frozen is there. You got to have
Frozen.
Wow,
what a surprise.
Yeah, and Moana.
Steve, how do you think that broadcast and cable will now respond? Or will they respond? Have they already responded?
They are responding.
I know they're responding. I know they're trying to up their game. Hey, stay with us. Look, we've got great stuff here. What are you seeing from your critical eye?
Well, what do you do as we increase? I really don't think there's a, quote, response to a new service coming on. There's little you can do other than watch it see how it performs. You know, Netflix kind of crept up on everybody the way that they did it initially. We're selling some, DVDs and ship them to your home. And when they started the streaming service, that was ground, that changed everything. And it really did. But it took a while to get there. But we've all survived it. I think it's the same as any time we've had new technology come along and change the media landscape. We just have to keep doing what we're doing. The adjustments you're going to have to make are going to have to be making sure you can still maintain your profit. And that's what's what's going to be all about. Now, already, we've all entered the streaming age.
When you say that, maintain your profit, mm-hmm. are you saying that's a challenge for broadcast and cable, or is that going to be a challenge for these streaming services?
I believe it's a challenge for everyone, but the broadcasters have always managed to survive because we do local things, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what keeps us going, I think. And so despite all of these changes, we're still local services, and that includes any of the local media. We've survived an awful lot of things over the centuries, really. And I don't think that you're going to see any of these currently existing media go out of business, but you have to look at your business plans, as we've always had to do, and see what's going on. Already, the way we measure ratings isn't the way they used to look at ratings, and mm-hmm. you really accept a lot more than you used to accept as far as what the ratings are going to be.
I noticed that Netflix started, of course, they lost all the whatever they had in Disney. Mm-hmm. They had to come off Netflix. They suddenly put up Dr. Zhivago. And again.
I think if someone's in trouble, probably it's Netflix. I think at some point, do you maintain, when you talked about the cost and what it's going to cost you to subscribe, are they going to build at least? I don't know that they're going to necessarily lose a lot, but are you going to be able to build subscriber base mm-hmm. when you've got these other mm-hmm. another service? Right now, Disney's pretty hot product. And of course, it's free. Like I said, it's free for a few days.
Yep.
So people will look at it for a while. For George, it's free for a year because it's part of a package, and some people yep. will have that too. But we'll probably shake off a few folks, but I don't know that that's going to hurt you, because over time, I see nothing but growth for something like this.
But what's it going to do to over-the-air television, really? What's happening? I mean,
I don't know.
I'm an old-fashioned guy. I watch my local channels.
What's already been done? You know, where are we already with that? That universe is – we're just part of a – we're just huge universe. And I look at it on a market-to-market basis, because I live here in Bangor, and I'm working at a Bangor station. So I can see how well things are going here. I can't see it across the country. And very often you look at national numbers, and they'll say, it's clear that audience numbers are down in across the board and blah, blah, blah on these shows. But I can tell you, when you look at everything within your own broadcast domain, and I'll include cable and satellite for distribution on that, because they're absolutely what's keeping our distribution levels where they are, and some streaming that we're doing is keeping our distribution where it is. We're still very strong, and we're still here. You know, that discussion we've had before, radio's still here. This medium that we're on right now was supposed to have been destroyed several times
and it still
by technological changes.
It still reaches 93% of Americans every day.
Because of its localization.
Mm-hmm. And radio stations are starting to stream.
Yeah.
Now, I've got the report from a couple of high school football was the cash. You're going to do one Saturday.
Yeah.
You're doing a regional final Saturday, but –
yeah, we have the class.
I noticed a radio station advertising yesterday that they are going to stream mm-hmm. the one I mentioned, the Bucksport game.
Friday night's game.
They're going to stream that. Plus, I watched one game the other night that a guy FaceTimed. Sitting there. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the game. I mm-hmm. a game I was interested in. Nobody was doing. But the guy's holding up his camera, and I got a pretty good look at the game.
Well, from that distance, I can imagine it was like transistor radio with far a picture.
Well, it wasn't great, I'll tell you that, but at least I knew the score.
You could see something.
So the platform is there, but Disney Plus is not going to show you the dramatic rescue of the four guys in the boat stuck on the rocks in Bradley on the Penobscot River.
And they're not going to tell you what's going on in your community. They're not going to tell you what's happening Saturday and Friday night. They're not going to tell you about new businesses. So,
I'm going to tell you who's going to win the football games on Friday night.
I'm going to tell you that.
Disney hasn't fixed that yet.
They haven't fixed that one
yet. They haven't called you yet and said, George, come do your sports reports here on the Disney platform.
I'll be on Moana.
But back in a moment, we're going to learn from Steve what's going on elsewhere in the world of television and what's coming out of the thing that you call the tube on GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.